Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
Darlene, sit down, I need to talk to you. Then you do what you wanna do. Just hear me through. Darlene, you don't need no other.
Here we are still at the Soul Train Studios, which is a wonderful place. And T. Graham Brown, who I've met many times before, welcome.
Thank you, brother. I'm glad to be here.
You've sort of got this reputation as a soul country singer.
Well, I love soul music.
Yeah.
I love all kinds of music, but I grew up listening. Otis Redding lived just a few miles from where I grew up, so I really grew up listening to him and gospel music and country music, so it kind of got all mixed up.
So when was the time, because you started off doing sort of soul music and that sort of music, that, and you sort of drifted into the country field? Because even some of the country songs are not what you call standard country songs.
Well, I moved to Nashville. I'd been singing for a living since 1973, and I finally moved to Nashville in 1982. And when I got signed to Capitol Records, I think the deal was I was in Nashville, therefore I was country.
Okay.
I cut the first album down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with horns and the Muscle Shoals rhythm section and all that. But it got released to country radio, and we had some hits, so I guess I'm country. I don't know. I'm a little bit of everything, but the chart success mainly that I've had is country.
Well, name me some of those big hits you had.
Oh, golly, we've had I Tell It Like It Used to Be, Wish That I Could Hurt That Way Again, Hell and High Water, Darlene, Brilliant Conversationalist, on and on. And I had a good duet with Tanya Tucker that was a big hit called Don't Go Out. I've had a lot of things. I put a gospel album out a few years ago, and we, Vince Gill and I, had a number one gospel song on a duet we did, and I've had a blues number one. So I've kind of had a little bit of everything.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. A good friend of mine and yours is Mark Mosley.
I love Mark Mosley.
Of course, poor Mark had that stroke, and he's in Texas now trying to get better.
Yeah, Mark's a great engineer and producer. I cut some great stuff with him that hasn't been released yet. We did a tribute to Dottie Rambo, one of the greatest gospel songwriters of all time. And there were 22 artists all cutting Dottie Rambo songs. And, I mean, Solomon Burke was on there. George Jones was on there. I think Loretta Lynn's on it. And it hasn't been released yet. There's some sort of, I don't know, publishing or family something going on. And I wish they could release it because it's great.
Yeah. You're still on the road doing shows.
Yeah, man. You know, we only did about 25-30 shows last year, but this year we're going to be doing a lot, probably like more like 100. So it's going to be a busy year. Looking forward to it. I hope that at my advanced age I have the stamina to to make it through the year.
So do you go out with like a package of Opry acts? Is that the sort of thing you do, or you just go out by yourself with the band?
You know, we're doing all kinds of stuff that's fun this year. I have a band and a bus and all that hillbilly stuff, and then I'm doing a thing called Hats Off to the 90s Tour with Wade Hayes and Brian White. I'm doing some acoustic shows that's just me and a guitar, and I'm doing some acoustic shows with a guitar and a saxophone and a keyboard. So I'm doing a little bit, and we're doing this thing, man. Well, this is going to be fun. We're doing this thing. It's a salute to Hee Haw.
Okay.
Do you remember the show Hee Haw?
I do, yeah.
And so we're doing that, and we have some of the characters from the original Hee Haw, and we're going out and doing a kind of a Hee Haw on the road thing. And I don't know how many of those shows we're doing, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting year. Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
Baby, your heart is in serious danger. Don't go out with her. She'll lead you on and treat you like a stranger. Don't go out with her. You need someone like me.
there any new music you've got done?
Boy, I hope so. I've got, you know, I was down at the Bellamy Brothers Ranch the other day, and they played me a song off of their new album, and there was one called Mr. Wrong, and I thought it was kind of a rhythm and blues sounding. And I said, hey, man, can I put a vocal on this thing while I'm down here? So I sang it, and it really sounds good. So I think I'm going to work on that track, and maybe we can put that out as a single. But I really hope that we can do another, what I call a T. Graham Brown record. I've done, my last thing was a gospel record. I kind of want to do like a classic T. Graham Brown record. But, man, I've got so many things I want to do. I want to do another gospel, and I want to do a hard stone country record, too. So
good.
We'll see. We'll see.
Good. T, it's been great talking to you, and good luck for the future. We hope to catch up one of those shows when we're next over.
God bless you, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, T.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
They say that I'm the kind of man who always speaks his mind. To me, there's nothing stronger than the truth. They can ask me almost anything and I'll tell it like it is. But darling, when they ask me about you, I tell it like it used to be, when you were still in love with me. Got too used to me and wanted someone new. I tell it like it ought to be, 'cause how it is killing me. When they ask about you and me, I tell it like it that I was stronger, I could tell them that you're gone. But that's one thing that I may never do. If they want to hear about our love and how it all went wrong, then darling, they'll just have to talk to you. I tell it like it used to.